We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Who am I kidding? This is my favorite song by her. I gotta have goosebumps right now. Oh, that was a good one. Looking it up, if I remember right, this was her last number one hit. 1988, I think it was.
I didn't know she also did a duet with Michael McDonald called Ever Changing Times. I'll have to listen to that later, too.
Never heard of it.
I could listen to her all day long. Mm. It's good.
Aretha Franklin dead today at the age of 76. Your keyword to cash is cry, C-R-Y, cry. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000. With the keyword to cash.
A little bit of disturbing news. It's just breaking. Google has clarified to users this afternoon that it is still tracking their location even when they turn off their location history.
Okay, explain this to me, please.
That's a good question.
Is the location history dismantle button fake?
Apparently. That's what it's sounding like at the moment.
So if you hit, I don't want my location, you know, on my phone. I don't want you to know where I am.
It won't show up on your phone.
This came out yesterday, and it said essentially that, like, if you use Google Maps, for instance, it stores information about your times and locations, and it uses tracking. Google also uses tracking tools with other services, weather apps, for instance. Anytime your phone asks you, do you want to save this location, or do you want to allow somebody to know where you are?
So let me ask you this, because this is usually how I do it, and I know there are quicker ways to do it, but I don't do well with technology. So I usually go to Google. I will plug in a location downtown. Let's just say 20th and Main, whatever. And I'll hit go. Is that why when you go back online 2 days later, if you're right next to Michael Smith's restaurant, you will then see some type of advertisement for Michael Smith's?
Right.
That my guess is they sell it to third party.
It's also why I know people who walked into a Ford dealership and before they left had ads on their phone for Chevrolet.
Ooh, oh,
that's interesting.
What?
Think
I'm
about it.
I'm telling you, I know someone, a friend of mine that was car shopping and he was going to buy a Ford truck and he was in a couple of Ford dealerships in one day. And before he left, like the second Ford dealership, he was looking at his phone, and there were these Chevy ads popping up.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he used Google Maps to get there.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know.
Well, or just had his
phone
home.
That's what it's called geofencing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I had my phone in my pocket one time. We were at the lake. I was at the lake with some friends, and me and my little cousin went for a walk, and we got lost. And we ended up walking back along the shore because we're like, oh, well, the cove's right over here. We'll just walk along the shore. Mm-hmm. Well, along the shore is a ridiculously long walk. And later that night, we were discussing, how damn far did we walk today? And my buddy says, well, pull it up on your phone. I was like, didn't you have your phone with you? I was like, yeah, but like I wasn't mapping it or nothing. He goes, doesn't matter.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that.
So if your phone, if your location thing is on and you have Google Maps, you can go in there and it'll tell you where you walked and how
far.
No
way.
Yeah.
Okay, then why can't they find the damn jogger in Iowa?
Because
if she had her phone on, okay, you're jogging and you've got your phone. Okay, follow me here. And she had a Fitbit. I don't know how those work. Jogging, jogging, jogging. There has to be a way, because I know that this is bad in some cases, like if they're using you to sell data, but it's really good in other cases. If you lose somebody, why can't you go into her phone in the cloud and say, where was she?
Yeah, it's really good if you want to find somebody who's lost. It's very bad if you don't, if you're wanting to find somebody who doesn't want to be found. I contend she is safe and she is well, and she has turned off her phone and she has turned off her Fitbit because she is in over her head. I think, I would argue, she's a runaway bride kind of scenario because she knew her boyfriend was about to propose to her in the Dominican Republic. She ran off with her other person and turned off her phone, turned off her Fitbit.
If you Google that case, by the way, there's no update. It's just regurgitated
stuff. There's nothing new other than they've stopped looking. They've stopped looking because they obviously know they're not going to find her.
Well, they have no leads.
Right. By the way, speaking of Aretha Franklin, which we were doing just a moment ago, I was just looking through her discography. Countless hits. Some of the biggest hits in soul music.
Oh, yeah.
How many number one hits did Aretha Franklin have on the Billboard chart, the traditional Casey Kasem top 40 charts, dating all the way back to the 1960s when she first recorded, all the way up to 2007, her last charted hit? Any idea how many, check that, even into the 1950s, she recorded, her first charted single was, or release single was in 1956. How many number one top 40 hits did Aretha Franklin have?
The fact that you're asking makes me think the number is surprisingly low.
Or surprisingly high.
I'm going to say two.
I'll say eight.
You're going to say eight. You're going to say two.
Yes.
One of you is right. It's Rod.
Two?
She had two number one hits.
Which ones?
Respect and I Knew You Were Waiting for Me.
That doesn't surprise me. I'm really surprised Natural Woman's not on there.
Well,
and
it was
Say a Little Prayer.
That's not to say that these songs didn't do well.
Yeah.
I'm saying they didn't hit number one. Chain of Fools hit number two. Say a Little Prayer, number 10.
What the hell was wrong with people back then? Because that is the greatest song ever. Da 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 da.
I mean, she had 73 songs that hit the top 100 chart.
Yeah. I'm trying to find another one in here that you would recognize. Get It Right. Who's Zoomin' Who? That was a big hit. Number 7.
Zoomin' Who. Not a favorite of mine, but still.
Freeway of Love, number 3.
Oh, Freeway of Love.
And
What about Pink Cadillac?
Oh, I don't know. I'm literally looking through all of her released singles. There are a million of them. By the way, that song with Michael McDonald, Ever-Changing Times, didn't even chart.
Yeah, that's why it was released
as a single, but did not chart. All right, your keyword to cash this hour is CRY, C-R-Y. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash.
Dana Wright here for CMOs and Son. If you are in the market for a Generac standby home generator, get it done now. You got about a week and a half left before that crazy great offer wears out. So until August 26th, if you're in the market for a generator to keep the lights on in your home when the power goes out, you will get a free 10-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $1,000 on all qualifying Generac generator units. They had one for a while that was 7 years. This one's 10 years, valued at more than $1,000. $1,000. 7 out of 10 homeowners choose Generac Home Standby Generators to automatically provide electricity to their homes during power outages. It's the best. It's the one that we have here at the station, as a matter of fact. Give my guys at CMOs and Son a call now. 816-781-4707. 816-781-4707 or CMOsandSon.com.
Tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes.
There was a 95% chance of a severe thunderstorm coming up the next couple of hours, according to Nick Bender. Popped up in front of me. I knew it was going to rain, but it's coming.
Did you guys get rain last night?
I slept right. Right after work,
6 o'clock, it poured in Roland Park. I mean, cats and dogs were living together, and we're liking each other. Now, Rod, you have a couple of tattoos, or four, that I know of that I can see. You have four tattoos, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, technically, it's two,
but three on one calf and one on the other.
Yeah.
Dana, you have how many?
I don't have any.
Are there any tattoos in your family?
No.
Your brother?
Mm-mm.
Dad?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Tell me if you would be willing to do this. Most people won't trust a stranger to buy them a shirt, let alone choose a tattoo for them.
No.
But apparently some daredevils trust tattoo artists to make indelible markings on their skin in whatever manner the ink slinger deems appropriate. One such tattooist is 23-year-old Mason Hefner of Munich, Germany. He has a project called My Words, Your Body. And that is exactly what it is. He tattoos pithy, simply lettered statements of his choosing on the bodies of willing recipients. One of his clients received the phrase, "Only the blind will see," near her heart. Another woman got the words, "We met before," on one of her breasts. On a clean On a clean shaven rectangle of a man's otherwise buzz cut skull, Hefner tattooed another you. As to why people would put faith in a man who seems to have named himself for Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion, Hefner tells Vice, "I think most people are trying to force themselves out of their comfort zone, or they just want to feel what it's like to fully trust a stranger."
Okay, then do one of those trust fall things, I still don't trust you to catch me.
He is not alone, by the way. In the grab bag tattoo campaign, celebrity tattoo artist Scott Campbell, who has applied ink to the likes of Orlando Bloom and Marc Jacobs, has done sessions where participants put their arms through a hole in the wall, and he tattoos them with whatever he wants.
That kind of sounds creepy. Just put your arm in this hole. No!
Like a tattoo glory hole?
I guess.
That's
don't use those terms. Dana doesn't know what those things are.
Okay, that like is that. Just weird. And whatever you just said, I'm sure is gross.
Like a tattoo
but I'm not
glory
putting my arm
hole?
In a hole so that somebody can draw on me.
Do you know what a glory hole is?
I don't want to talk about this.
Okay. Yeah,
oh my
you
God.
Don't, you don't want to. Google it.
Can you imagine putting arm in a hole and just being like, yeah, whatever?
Yeah.
A tattoo is a big decision. I mean, would you put ink on your body that never goes away?
Mm-hmm.
Have they figured out a way to
just
do it?
Let someone.
Yeah. Have they figured out a way to do it so it's like for a month or 6 months?
Yeah, it's a henna tattoo.
The henna. Yeah. Well, but that's more like dots and flowers.
But
or
yeah,
whatever.
They do temporary tattoos where they basically paint. The design.
Yeah, when
we
took the kids down to Florida last year, and they all got like these temporary tattoos that would last for, you know, like I think 2 weeks.
I mean that I would do, I guess.
Yes.
Hi, kids. We got a severe thunderstorm warning in effect. This is for a storm that is just west of Lawrence. It's tracking sort of southeast right now, so probably miss most of the Kansas City immediate metro, but it's going to slide right through our area if it continues to stay severe.
Bender said it's coming.
Weather is moving in. we'll keep you up to date.
Okay, very good. And did I hear you guys say in the newsroom, sorry, I don't mean to keep you, that we are now in the tornado watch area for tonight or something?
No, there was talk that they might put one up, but they haven't
so far.
Okay,
they have not. Okay.
Yeah. Well, look at the size
you have
of
one
that
tattoo.
Guy.
I do.
Would you ever do the your body, my words challenge?
No. That's really dumb. Why would anyone ever do that?
Amen.
Would you ever stick your arm through a tattoo glory hole and see what comes out?
That also sounds like a really bad idea.
Right? That's like that thing when we were kids for Halloween that they'd be like, okay, put your hand in this bowl.
Yes.
And it's eyeballs, but it would be like, you know, peeled grapes or whatever.
Exactly.
I'm not good with any of that stuff. Mm-mm. No, no, and no.
If I paid you $1,000.
Not for a tattoo. To stick my hand in one of those bowls, $1,000 sounds really good.
No.
It's spaghetti. No, it's not. It's brains.
Would you, if I paid you $1,000, let me bring in a tarantula?
No.
Oh.
No.
Mm-mm. Not ever going
to
happen.
And even if it was in a glass box, let it sit next to you in the news booth while you did the news?
No, because I wouldn't be able to read the news because I'd be freaking out that the box would break somehow or that the tarantula would crawl out and get me.
Oh, it would summon up its superhuman
power.
Yes, and
it would get out and it would get me, and I can't even handle the idea.
Okay, all right. Ah. Okay, dokie. Oh, by the way, breaking news. Well, I'm going to save this one for Kara because she'll love that one. Which car do motorists keep the longest?
Brand, you mean?
Which kind of car? And I want specifics, like, you know, a Prius or something like that.
I'm going to say a Honda Accord.
Honda Accord. Rod, which car do Americans keep the longest? There are two that tied for number one.
A pickup truck of some sort.
No.
What about a Lexus?
Good guess, but no.
Toyota.
No.
And not a Civic? I would have thought it was a Honda. Wait. It's going to be the Honda Odyssey. It's going to be a minivan. It's going to be the Town and Country. It's going to be that one that I had with the bumper falling off that smelled like pee and Ritz crackers.
In the top five are three Toyotas, by the way.
Okay.
The Toyota Sequoia, the Toyota 4Runner, and the Toyota Avalon sedan.
Okay.
But tied for number one is the Ford Expedition SUV.
Okay, that's the
big
one.
And you guys are not thinking. You're not thinking. The number one car that Americans keep the longest, the Corvette.
I thought you meant, you know, that would just run and never die.
No, keep the longest because they want that car. They love that car.
All right.
The Corvette is number one.
Midlife crisis, party one.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
All right, police have identified the two men whose bodies were found yesterday near Longview Lake. More next.
You know, the guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation went and visited a friend of mine this week and looked at her fire pit. She was having some problems. It was falling apart. They do stuff like that. They will also put in your fire pit, your fireplace, your patio, and make your outdoor space something truly, truly amazing. Landscape, hardscape, and irrigation. They do it all. Have them do that irrigation system in your front yard, the Rainbird system. We love it so much, we're adding it to the backyard next year. It is amazing. It is a smart system, so when it rains like it's going to do today, the thing shuts off. A-plus BBB rating at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. You're going to love the staff. 913-441-3900, 441-3900, or lightning-landscape.com, lightning-landscape.com.
3:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Kansas City police today confirmed that Keith Wasmer and Michael Brewer were found dead deep in the woods near Longview Lake. Their families have been searching for them for about a week. So far, there's been no confirmation about any suspects. Will the federal government sue opioid makers? President Trump, during a cabinet meeting today at the White House, asked Attorney General Jeff Sessions to take legal action.
I'd also like to ask you to bring a major lawsuit against the drug companies on opioids. Some states have done it, but I'd like a lawsuit to be brought against these companies that are really sending opioids at a level that it shouldn't be happening.
Traffic and weather together next.
Hey, as cooler temperatures move in, think about calling Seal Once KC. Have them come out and clean and seal and permanently protect and beautify all of those outdoor areas of your home. Think about your fence, your patio, your driveway. Seal Once KC offers a 25-year warranty against deterioration. Then think about those areas inside, your cracked or stained garage or basement floors. Seal Once KC has you covered there with that permanent polymer decorative coating. Easy to clean, non-slip texture, looks amazing on your basement floor. We have it in the garage too, and I love it. Call today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. 816-942-3927. Get that 20% discount when you tell them you heard them bragging about them on KMBZ. Remember, with Seal Once KC, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com.
Upper 80s for the afternoon, partly cloudy, and a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. 70 for the overnight low with clouds and some showers and thunderstorms around. 87 for the high on Friday. A few morning clouds, maybe a shower early, and then we'll get some sunshine back by about midday. Upper 60s, partly cloudy for Friday night. Looks good for Saturday. Upper 80s and mostly sunny. Rain will be likely on Sunday, 85. I'm staff meteorologist Steve Hamilton, KMBZ Weather.
And we do have that severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4:30. This is for Douglas County in Kansas. And this is a storm that's moving through. 60-mile-an-hour wind gust, quarter-sized hail expected. This is going to be impacting Lawrence, Baldwin City, Eudora, Clinton, Lone Star, Pleasant Grove, Clinton Lake, and Vinland this afternoon. Again, severe thunderstorm warning, Douglas County until 4:30. And the rest of the metro has just been put under a severe thunderstorm watch that runs until 11 o'clock tonight. Right now, it is 90 degrees at KCI, 90 downtown, 90 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
This one's tough. Put my glasses on. I gotta make sure I read this right.
When I was young.
Oh, here come the Dana Senator kid off to college stories.
You jerk.
My only son. Listen closely.
He talked me into a new rain jacket today because I thought, well, what if it's raining? Well, he needs a raincoat.
The tears will be welling before the end of the show, I have no doubt. Dana takes her firstborn child to college tomorrow. She won't be available for the program.
I might surprise you and come back here.
Oh.
Unlikely.
You know, actually, I believe we've traveled into the future, have we not, Rod? And we have secured actual audio of Dana calling into the program tomorrow afternoon, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't understand a one word you said.
You okay?
That is that's actually Dana calling in tomorrow.
You think?
To the show.
I might surprise you and be totally fine.
No, I think you're going to sound something like
that. I might. I'm just saying. I might surprise you.
You want to put some money on it?
Nope, I don't.
And I'm not a betting man.
I do not.
She might, but I doubt it.
I didn't understand a one word you said.
You okay?
I'm good.
All right, story here from 41 Action News. A Michigan hospital is facing a federal lawsuit alleging racial discrimination by a nurse who says that she was told not to care for a patient because of her race. Tioka Williams works as a registered nurse at Beaumont Health in Dearborn. Her lawsuit alleges that while working on the unit on October 2nd, she overheard a patient say she did not want a black bee taking care of her.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Williams, Tioka Williams, claims she told the clinic manager about the comment and that the clinic manager then talked to the patient, who then told her she did not want Williams to care for her. The clinic manager then allegedly told the patient that she would move Williams and that the patient would not have to see her anymore. The clinical manager then told Williams she was not to go into the patient's room, and if either patient in the room needed care, a white nurse named Olivia would be required to go into the room, according to the lawsuit. The lawsuit alleges that there were times when the patients in the room needed care and Williams was forbidden from doing so because of her race. Mm-hmm. Williams' lawsuit contends that she told Human Resources about the incident, was told that patient requests are honored all the time, and that the next time it happened, she would be taken off the assignment altogether. This is a tough one, and here's why. And you're welcome to weigh in at 576-7798. Race is a protected class.
Yes, it is.
You cannot deny housing. You cannot deny service to someone based on their race. But can you deny the receipt of service from someone due to their race? Now, for example, Dana, you are a woman. Gender, and I'm a man, gender is a protected class.
It is.
If I walked into your business, you could not refuse me service.
Because you're a man.
Because I'm a man, any more than I could refuse you service because you happen to be a woman. Mm-hmm. But if I am a patient at a hospital, and this is a tough one, because a hospital, I think you guys have already declared healthcare is a right. So I have a right to receive healthcare. If it is, do I have the right to say, for example, let's say I am a misogynist. Mm-hmm. Some people would even argue that I am, but I'm not. Do I have the right to say that I only want to be served by a male nurse in my room?
Well, certainly as a woman, I would prefer a female gynecologist. I know men who prefer male dentists or female dentists. Mm-hmm. I think preference is different than you walking into a hospital and saying, I know she's an employee of yours. I do not want her coming in here because of her race.
Right.
And this is why you need to read the book Small Great Things. It is fantastic, and it is about this very, very moral and ethical and, quite frankly, legal dilemma. There is case history here, Scott, because the book Small Great Things by Jody Picoult is based on a true case, I think out of Connecticut, but it's been a year since I've read it. I don't remember. And the nurse in that initial case won. I think she got like $250,000 from the hospital.
Okay.
You know, what if, and this certainly happens, and this was part of that book, a white nationalist comes in to have a baby or have heart surgery, and they have swastika tattoos all up and down their arms, and a black woman or a Jewish nurse comes in, and they say, get them out of here. I don't want them treating me. I would like to think at that right, the hospital has the right to say, then you need to leave. We don't want your business.
But I thought the whole point was to do no harm.
That is true. And if you're in the middle of having a baby, can you really kick somebody out because of that horrible, vile
request? I mean, you have a right to
request.
You have a right to be a bigot in America. You have the right to be a racist. And I think my larger question here, not to repeat myself, but I will for just a moment, you don't have the right to refuse to serve. But do you have the right to refuse to be served?
I would love to know the answer to that.
Because I don't think in
what if a police officer shows up to help you? This is always what I want to ask the flaming racists out there. Yeah. It's all good and fine to be racist until it's a black EMT or police
who's
officer
trying to,
or firefighter dragging your ass out of a burning building.
Or who's trying to restart your non-beating heart.
Right. I'm going to need you to stop.
Right.
Compressions.
Well, I would say the same thing to like these sovereign citizen morons. You know, you hate the government until you need the government.
Right.
You hate the government until somebody's standing over you with a baseball bat about to crush your skull in. But I don't know, Dana, and I ask this question because, I've always found, like, the, EEOC stuff to be intriguing and interesting. You know, do you have the right to refuse service to so and so because of because they're such and such? But do you have the right? And I don't know that anybody's ever answered this question. Do you have the right to refuse to be served because of somebody's gender or their race or their religion? I don't know the answer to that. I guess the answer would be yes. Yes, you do have that right. You are technically the paying customer in what the government has deemed a right, and that is healthcare. You have the money. You are the client.
I think it's protected. I do.
576-7798. James and Lee Summit. Hello, James.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hi.
We're doing better than we deserve. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, I had that situation like 20 years ago with my grandmother. She was an MCI, and she had a stroke or something along that line. I don't remember really what it was.
Oh.
But she had an African-American nurse that was taking care of her, and she just did not like her. And she said something, you know, obviously racist to my dad about it. And my dad said, you know, hey, you're the paramedic medical person of this family. What do we do about this? And I had to go talk to the charge nurse. It's like, hey, listen, you know, this is kind of a, you know, patient care. You know, I know this isn't right in this day and age, but, you know, she's like 80 years old. And, you know, she grew up in a time where that kind of behavior was acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't want this nurse taking care of her because she's African American, and I'm like, you know, how do we take care of this? Because, you know, she's not going to be comfortable or you know, cooperative with her. You know, how do we approach this as a patient care thing? And, you know, I sat down with the charge nurse and the nurse. I was like, listen, you guys aren't clicking. You know, she's from a different generation, and the nurse, she was like 20 or 30, so she's kind of understanding about it. But, yeah, that was one of the most...
Yeah, until she came back 30 minutes later and started pulling plugs.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't know that there's any good way to sit someone down and say, this patient is racist. They don't want you in
here.
Well,
that's how you say it. This patient is a racist and does not want you working on them because they are a racist.
Well, I wouldn't call my grandmother racist. I just call her someone that grew up in a different...
James.
James. If she didn't want somebody serving her because of the color of their skin, how can you call that anything else but racism?
Also, we're talking about St. Catherine of Blue Springs now.
I understand, but
we're from a different era.
I understand, but... What would you call it? If it's not racism, what would you say?
You know what? I've experienced it when I worked on ambulances here in Kansas City, taking care of people of color in the inner city, and they say, we don't want a white medic taking care of our grandmother.
Is that not racism?
You know what? It is, but, you know, you kind of have to overlook it. And, okay, you know, if I'm not going to be able to effectively treat this patient and take care of them because of preconceived notions that they have, we need to find out how we can do, or what we need to do to better take care of this patient.
Because a patient is a part of their own care. Whether you like it or not, the patient is involved.
Yeah, it's, you know, if you can't effectively communicate, or if you make a patient feel uncomfortable, and I've had to do it before, it's like, you know what, why don't you take care of her? Because, you know, it's a female patient, and, you know, she's more comfortable with a female medic or my female partner doing it, you know, taking care of it.
All right. Somebody writes in, I would assume this person is black, I'm just guessing, based on their comment. 6421 says, I had a patient once while I was prepping him for surgery say, and I quote, I hope I don't get any N-word blood. I looked down at him and I said, I hope you do.
Hey, real quick, someone wrote in, we keep talking about 23andMe. They said they think 23andMe should send free kits to every white supremacist and white nationalist in America and just say, 23andMe, what are you so afraid of?
576-7798.
Scott Parks for my friends at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Hedley has done unbelievable transformations for people who were unhappy with their smiles. Picture yourself Having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, or a photograph with a grandchild. I know there are moms out there that have put everything ahead of themselves, but now your kids are grown up, and it's your turn to do something for yourself. Why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Dr. Hedley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging that'll show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. This is a pain-free process. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Enhance your life with a beautiful new smile. Check out kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com. Again, kcsmile.com.
The next keyword to cash coming up here in just a few minutes. This time tomorrow, it'll all be over.
My life as I know it?
Yep. Yep.
I'm fine. I will tell you this. One listener reached out because I wrote that blog.
By the way, can I interrupt you?
Yeah, yeah.
If you have not read Dana's blog about her oldest child going to college tomorrow, what was once, when I joked with her years ago, I counted it out at 778 days or something crazy. We're now down to not days, not months, not years, hours. Dana wrote a blog that's on the KMBZ .com page, and also I think it's on the Facebook page and on Twitter. If you have not read it, read it. It is a, I goof with you a lot and I make fun of you a lot. It is very well written. It is from the heart. And for a lot of people, I know you can connect to it, and it will, if it doesn't make you just think, it'll make you cry. Not tears of sadness, but tears of, happiness.
I'm happy because one of our listeners read this blog, and she replied and said, we dropped our son off yesterday, and I'm sitting here laughing and crying because of some of the points that I made in the blog. And she said, you're going to do great. But because she said she dropped her son off yesterday, it signaled a couple of things to me that maybe they might be living under similar living arrangements. Okay. So I reached out to her on direct message and I said, do you mind if I ask where your son's living? And would you believe they are in the same place?
Oh, that's cool.
And so I don't know why this is so silly because it's not that far away, but it's nice to just know that there's somebody else.
A little comfort of home.
A little bit, that has a kid there that is 1 year older. And she said, I will have him look for him. And I'm like, that's great. I feel better already. I feel better. And I said, do we need to provide toilet paper? Like, I don't know. Do you take toilet paper to college?
Take one roll, just in case.
Two-ply.
Of course.
One roll.
Of course.
Got it.
Let's go to Bob in Independence. Hello, Bob.
Yeah. Several years ago, I broke my ankle, and I really messed it up bad. And my wife took me up to the hospital, and I'm sitting in the waiting room waiting for them to come in and tell me what they're going to do. A gentleman comes in. He goes through the whole routine about what has to be done with my ankle with the pins that they're going to put in. And I said, okay. And then then he looks at me. He says, do you have any objections of me doing the operation? And I looked at him. I said, what? He said, you've got a problem with me operating on your ankle. I said, why would I? And it's all serious. He looked at me. He said, I'm black. And I looked at him. I don't give a damn. If you're pink with purple polka dots, can you fix my ankle? And he just said, yes, I can. And then he looked at me. You'd be surprised how many people would opt for me not to touch him.
That is just incredible.
You know, Bob, and I've told this story before. My late grandfather, who lived in the South, had an African-American surgeon go in and save his life, fixed his heart and the holes in it and the stents they had to put in. It was a very lengthy surgery. And when my grandfather came to, my mom and her sisters were in the waiting room, and the doctor came in and said, Mr. Long, do you know where you are? And he was a little groggy. And he said, Mr. Long, can you tell me who is the president of the United States? And my mom said, she about fell over because my grandfather, God rest his soul, hated that president. Like, was not a fan of Barack Obama. And, you know, I don't like the word old school. I think we could probably call it what it is. Deep South, 75-year-old man. And she said, do you know who is the president of the United States? And he looked at the doctor, and the doctor said, sir, it's Barack Obama. And my grandfather looked at him and said, he ain't my president. And my mother goes, yep, that's him.
Now, wait a minute. Hang on. You could not, you called it old school deep South.
Because it's hard to say the word.
Wait. It's easy, and this goes back to the previous caller. It's easy to say somebody else's actions are racist.
Yes.
Unless it's somebody
unless
in your own family.
It's your grandfather. I love that man.
And what you would normally call somebody a racist for, you just said old school deep South.
And I will tell you this, my entire life,
Scott.
Did you
mean to say racist?
My entire life and his entire life, never a shred did I witness of racism. Never. Never saw it. Never heard anything inappropriate.
However,
he hit about 75, 78, marching toward 80. And the last time I was down there, I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, is he a racist? Is he a, like, I just remember thinking it. I didn't say it. I just remember thinking, like, what is happening here? I mean, even my
sweet... Was your grandfather a racist, yes or no?
After age 75...
Keyword to cash is active.
What I heard on a couple of occasions made me very uncomfortable and very sad.
Was your grandfather a racist, yes or no?
No, I don't think he was.
Or you don't want to think he was.
I don't know.
Keyword to cash is active, A-C-T-I-V-E.
He really did not like Barack Obama. Probably his policies. I don't know. I never asked.
Or maybe perhaps the pigment on his skin.
I don't know.
Active. A-C-T-I-V-E. Text it into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Active. 72881. Newsroom. Karamarkser.
Happening now on KMBZ. Severe storms on the horizon. Details next.
You've heard me talking about Cottonwood Canyon on this program. If you haven't been out toward Lenexa to check out Cottonwood Canyon, have you even seen the Lenexa City Center? I missed that memo. It is one of the most incredible areas the city has to offer. Restaurants and shops and workout area. And I remember when I saw it, I go, when did this get here? It is absolutely amazing. And Cottonwood Canyon is right in the middle of it. It is within walking distance of the city center. It is also on one of the best new golf courses in America. If you are in the market for a new home, if you're in the market for a maintenance-free home, these are huge homes, just a hop, skip, and a jump from Lawrence, from downtown, great location with no maintenance. Lawn, snow removal, and trash are all provided, so you are able to sit back and enjoy the amazing scenery overlooking creeks, small bluffs, and lush native landscaping. There are a limited number of lots available with prices starting in the 600s. For your private tour, call 913-492-4444, 913-492-4444, or cottonwoodcanyonks.com, cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.